Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you know, if you've been with us this week, on Monday I asked you to read the Old Testament book of Genesis, chapters 1 and 2, and I asked you to look for a name in Genesis 1 that is changed in Genesis 2. Those of you who wrote to me and correctly identified the name change will be receiving the promised free gift, and thank you so much for your responses, which I enjoyed reading. Some of you have a very keen eye for the biblical text, which is going to be a great help to you in understanding God's Word. One of the practices I keep when reading the Bible is to read a passage over and over again until I internalize it, becoming very familiar with it. Everyone can do this. You do not need a degree in Bible. You do not need a PhD in theology. You do not need to be a pastor or a Bible teacher in order to get into the Bible and to learn by paying attention to detail. God, by the Holy Spirit, will reveal divine truth to you. Now, of course, I agree, we all need our teachers, our preachers, and our theologians, the ones that hold to sound teaching, to sound doctrine, that is. But we ourselves do not have to become scholars in order to understand what the living God is saying to us, how he is speaking to us. In fact, being frank, often the more degrees one has, the worse off the theology becomes. Each one of us must always be discerning and prayerful about who we learn from, about who we listen to. I pray that you have the discernment to choose wisely. Anyway, let's see now if you detected the name change. So please turn with me in your Bible, if it is handy, to the beginning in Genesis chapter 2. I'm reading Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Again, this is Genesis 2, 4 through 7. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day the Lord God made earth and heaven. Now no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted. For the Lord God had not sent rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground. But a mist used to rise from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground. And then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. What I just read to you is Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, and I would like you to highlight this title for God found in verses 4, 5, and 7. It is the Lord God. The Lord God is the name change. So if, back to our fun little challenge, if you had the Lord God, you were correct. Too bad you did not write to me with the answer, right? You could have received that free gift. Next time, then. You'll be quick to send me your answer in the future. And how is Lord God different from what the narrator of Genesis calls God in Genesis chapter 1? Well, in Genesis 1, we read about God. G-O-D, God. But here in chapter 2, the name is Lord God. So let's talk about the difference in names or titles. In Genesis 1, we have the single name, God. And in Genesis 2, we have the double name, Lord God. I hope that you will see this in your copy of God's Word. Let me highlight this from Genesis 1. I'll just take a sample. In Genesis 1:1, the Bible opens, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth." Drop down to verse 3 of Genesis 1. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. On and on this goes in Genesis 1, God. Let me give you another example. Genesis 1, verse 27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Even when we get into Genesis chapter 2, the name God is used in the first three verses. Genesis 2, verse 2, by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. In Genesis 2, verse 3, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. But in Genesis 2, verse 4, suddenly we read the name Lord God. And you might ask, what's the difference? Or you might not even care there is a difference. But I want to talk about what changes here, because I believe this tells us something about the character of God in his relationship to the man and to the woman that God created. And to discuss this, let's have a simple Hebrew language lesson. I'll keep this short and sweet because I am not an expert in the language. Believe me, I am not. In the Hebrew language, the name for God is Elohim. In English, we translate Elohim as God. So, for example, wherever we read God in the opening chapter of Genesis, we can say Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the way Elohim is used, Elohim speaks of God as the all-powerful creator. This is creator God. If you have read Genesis 1, wouldn't you agree God is mighty in power and strength? Who else could have created as God created? It takes divine power to do what is done in Genesis chapter 1. In the Hebrew language, the name for Lord is Yahweh or Jehovah. In English, we translated Yahweh or Jehovah as Lord. So, for example, we can read Genesis 2, verse 4 as, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahweh, or Jehovah, Elohim, made earth and heaven. And Yahweh, or Jehovah, speaks profoundly to the way God relates to men and women, bringing us revelation of himself and redemption from our sin. I really like the way the authors of the Expositor's Bible Commentary translate Yahweh, or Jehovah. They have it as, the God who is with you. And so let us use that. Yahweh, or Jehovah, means the God who is with you. This translation is derived from Exodus chapter 3, when God uses this name Yahweh, or Jehovah, for himself. In Exodus 3, Moses is given his mission by God, and Moses asks God, what is your name? And in Exodus 3, verse 14, God responds to Moses, I am who I am. That is Yahweh, or Jehovah. And not to confuse things, but just to be clear with this comment, the name Adonai also plays a part here. So, who is sending Moses on mission? God is, and God uses the name, I am who I am, which we can translate as the God who is with you, the God who is with you. The main point that I want you to remember is this. In Genesis 1 and the first three verses of Genesis 2, God is Elohim, the creator. And in Genesis 2, beginning at verse 4, and only for a little more of the text, God is Yahweh, or Jehovah, the God who is with you, Lord God, Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah, Elohim. And what does this say about him? It says that God is the one who created the world and everything in it, including man and woman, and also that God is with this man and this woman. God is the all-powerful creator who creates from outside of the world, and God is also the God who is with the people he has created in the world he makes for them. God is both above the man and the woman. God is both outside of them. And God is with the man and the woman. And already, there is immediate application for you and me. Here it is. God created us, and God is with us. I'll say that again so it sinks into your busy mind. God created you and me, and God is with you and me. It is not that God created the world and the people he put into the world, and then God left us. God just turned all this over to us, and that God abandoned us. God is somehow disinterested in us. No, God is the creator, yes, and God is the creator who is with us. God designed us to be intimately involved with us. He wants to be with us. As we shall see coming up in Genesis 2, God desires to walk and to talk with the men and women he has created. We are created for God. We are created for the Lord God, Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah, Elohim. He is our God. Who are we? Who are men and who are women? We are God's creatures. God created us, and God created us to be with us. Notice carefully that Lord God begins to be used in Genesis 2 just before the narrator, who I believe is Moses. Moses wrote Genesis. Lord God begins to be used just as we get the detailed description of how God made man. In Genesis 2:4, we have the title, the name, Lord God. And in Genesis 2:7, we have, the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. This is not a coincidence. Well, we're out of time for today, so let's pick up here again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.